USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After the U.S. Supreme Court recently blocked President Trump's efforts to end the Obama-era DACA immigration policy that protects young illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as kids, he's promising to sign what he calls a very big executive order on it very soon.
I'm going to take care of DACA much better than the Democrats did. The Democrats had their chance, and they blew it.
Mr. Trump did not elaborate on what the order will say. In that exclusive interview with CBS, he also said the U.S. immigration system will be a mess if former VP Joe Biden wins the White House in November. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is hospitalized again in Baltimore. The 87-year-old admitted on Monday night after feeling chills and a fever, and then she underwent a procedure, according to a statement from the High Court. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. So again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, basically. I thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, give him my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Jeff Sessions is accepting defeat in the fight to get his old U.S. Senate seat back. The former attorney general conceding to former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville in the Alabama Republican primary runoff election yesterday.
He is our Republican nominee. We must stand behind him in November.
President Trump backed Tuberville over his former AG because Sessions recused himself from the Russia investigation. Tuberville will face off against Senator Doug Jones in November. The creators of Glee are honoring actress Naya Rivera. They said in a statement yesterday the actress was special and that it was a joy to work with one of the most gifted actresses they'd ever come across. Following Rivera's drowning in a Southern California lake last week, the three said they'll be creating a college fund for her four-year-old son. Find us online at usaradio.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The CDC is now calling on everybody in America to put on a face mask to help slow the spread of coronavirus. CDC leader is writing an editorial that appeared yesterday in the Journal of the American Medical Association, arguing studies show that masking can lead to the U.S. getting the outbreak under control. The U.S. military is withdrawing from 5 bases in Afghanistan, slashing the number of troops in the country as part of a deal with the Taliban. The Pentagon says the bases will be handed over to Afghan partners, and more than 8,000 soldiers will stay in the country for now. The U.S. signed the agreement with the Taliban in late February in an effort to end nearly 2 decades of war. Prosecutors say Ghislaine Maxwell pretended to be a journalist when she secretly bought her New Hampshire mansion hideaway during the British socialite's arraignment and bail hearing yesterday. Details of her whereabouts were divulged by officials. Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend pleading not guilty to sex crimes as she appeared via video conference from Brooklyn. She faces 4 counts related to child sex trafficking and 2 counts of perjury. And Shaquille O'Neal, quick to help those in need, seen in Gainesville, Florida yesterday, helping stranded motorists along I-75. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.